Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't.
Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are back on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Thanks so much for being here. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. What more could you want in life? Mason Crosby, Mitch Thunder Nellis combined for 2 hours of your life listening to all things sports, Packers, Brewers, Bucks. It's always epic, and it's going to be epic again today. I'll talk to Mitch and Mason coming up at the end of our show, as we usually do, to transition over to the Mason Crosby Show. But right now, we've got our good friend Ryan Horvat on the line, BetMGM tonight. You can find him on social media at Ryan Horvat. Ryan, how are you doing, my friend? Great to be chatting with you.
Andy, thanks so much for having me, man. Glad to be back on the show. I'm getting really excited, man, with the draft right around the corner. I love college hoops, but at this point, I'm more of just like a casual fan. So the tournament was fun, but now, like, this is my Christmas, and we're almost there, and it's going to be awesome with it being at Lambeau. I'm hoping to make it out to Green Bay and get to check it out, at least for the first couple rounds, because I'm really excited for this draft. I know that, you know, some people think this draft's a little down, but I think there's some really good prospects, so I'm excited for the next couple weeks here, man.
Yeah, I don't really, I'm not a believer in it. I think it's a really good draft. I mean, I understand the sentiment, but I think that this is still a draft where a lot of teams are going to be really happy with what they can get out of this draft. I think it's got obviously some key positions, defensive line and it being one of them, that are really deep. So I think it's better than people are giving it credit for. And I feel like we say this every year. Oh, yeah, it's a little bit of a down year. It's not as good. It's like it always ends up being pretty much the same. Like there's going to be some players that go on to be all pros, some that are pro bowlers, some that bust, and it all ends up pretty much washing out in the end. But yeah, I'm excited for this one as well. As we just kind of look at this from a Packers point of view, like how are you feeling about this draft for the Packers and what they can potentially accomplish?
Yeah, so I think that there's a couple different ways that they could go, right? I think like what I'm really looking forward to will be a healthy Jordan Love, so we could properly evaluate Jordan Love here this season, right? Especially after 2 years ago, the way that he closed out the season, it was like, all right, they hit again. Here's the next Favre. Here's the next Rodgers. And then last year there was some inconsistencies. But it's really hard to judge because he was never fully healthy, right? And the wide receiver room was beat up. So I think there's a couple different ways that they could go. You brought up defensive line. You know, I saw some mocks taking Stewart. What I need is some clarity on the Jair Alexander situation, right?
Sure.
I would love to bring back Jair, especially if, you know, he's going to take this offseason seriously, which those are the reports. And I know that it's kind of hard to trust him to stay healthy. He's missed, what, 20 games over the last two seasons. And he's due some money here, but I would honestly love one of these corners. You know, just early on here in the draft, I don't know if they would have a shot at some of these guys, but if you didn't have a shot at like Will Johnson, and I know he did have some inconsistencies that popped up on his 2024 tape, but I like him because he's a big corner and that's what all these NFL teams are looking like. But even if it's somebody like, you know, a little bit later on, like I thought Daniel Jeremiah in his latest mock had him taking Maxwell Harrison out of Kentucky. Yeah. I like him, man, because I'm just trying to figure out what is the secondary going to look like. You know, on the defensive line, I just think this has to be a big year now for Van Ness. And I've seen all those workout photos and everybody's getting excited with him with his shirt off. But I'm actually fine with the defensive line, with Van Ness, with Kenny Clark, with Devontae Wyatt, Rashawn Gary. I wish the sack numbers were a little bit higher, but he's still one of the better run stoppers in the league. So I would like to see them honestly fix up the secondary. I wouldn't be surprised if they did go offensive line, even after bringing in Aaron Banks. But just with the uncertainty at the secondary position, I wouldn't hate them going with one of these corners in the first round. I like Nate Hobbs. I thought that was an excellent pickup. I'm just curious to see how they use Nate Hobbs because he's more of a slot corner. So I think that that's where they should go, is defensive back in the first round. I told this to Sparky, though. He called me crazy. I know he wants a tackle.
Okay, interesting. I didn't realize Sparky wanted a tackle. That's an interesting one as well. I'm all for, you know, a corner if they can find the right one. I'm very much still on the defensive line trend. I think it's going to be a defensive line, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But the thing with corner, what I think they're going to do is I think they're going to put Hobbs and Nixon on the outside with Bullard in the slot on more like obvious, or I should say like their big nickel package. When we saw Bullard in the slot a season ago in those similar sort of situations. And then what I think they're going to do is go a more like when it's obvious passing downs, then move Hobbs in the slot, take Bullard off the field, put Nixon on the outside. And then as of right now, that would be Carrington Valentine as the other outside corner. But I think that they would love either, you know, that could be Jair Alexander if he stays, or again, maybe just some competition, if nothing else, for Valentine at that other corner spot. You look at the corner room and take Bullard away from it, who is, again, sort of that safety nickel hybrid, just true corners. Like you get to Carrington Valentine, Nate Hobbs, Keyshawn Nixon, assuming Jair is not back. That's it. I mean, after that, you're looking at Kamal Haddon, Kalen King, and a bunch of guys you've never heard of before. Like you don't have necessarily the competition. You don't have the depth that not only do they need maybe somebody to come in and compete for that spot, they need some real legitimate depth at that position as well. So it's definitely a big position of need and one that Green Bay is going to have to address one way or the other.
I completely agree, man. And especially with the division, right? I think the Bears offensively, especially with Ben Johnson coming over, that passing attack's only going to get scarier. I think Caleb's going to be more under center, more bootleg stuff. So I don't think if anything, they're only going to get better. The Lions will probably take a step back after losing both coordinators. Now we get to figure out how good Dan Campbell is and how good Jared Goff is without Ben Johnson. I mean, people forget a couple of years ago, man, Jared Goff was benched in a playoff game for John Wofford. And it wasn't by some idiot coach. It was by Sean McVay. But still, that's one of the better offenses in the league. And so does like the great unknown right now with J.J. McCarthy. But they still have Jordan Addison, who torches Green Bay, you know, once or twice a year, and Justin Jefferson. So I'm with you. I'm just looking at the depth, man. And wouldn't hate them going corner. Wouldn't hate them going defensive line. I think there's some really good prospects. And, you know, knowing Brian Gutekunst, it'll be somebody that I've probably never heard of. But I do like Maxwell Harrison quite a bit. And I also like Trey Amos. I feel like not enough people are talking about him. I've seen him mock later in drafts. He's out of Mississippi. You know, the only question, Mark, I think about him right now is pure speed. But then the NFL Combine, and he ran a 4.43 40-yard dash. But I like him, Trey Amos, out of Mississippi, and I like his tape. You know, the more and more I watch these corners, kind of falling in love with him.
Yeah, DBs named Amos have worked out for the Packers in the past. Yeah. That could, I think, maybe be a second-round pick for them if he would be available when they're selecting. I'm looking over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and it's interesting to look at the odds for what position the Packers will draft first. I'm interested in your thoughts on this. So as of right now, defensive lineman / edge rusher is combined into one category. It is plus 120. Cornerback is plus 190, offensive lineman's plus 500, wide receiver plus 650, linebacker plus 2900, and safety plus 5000. So those are your current odds for what position Green Bay will have Green Bay's first drafted player. So whether they move up, stay, that would be the position. Thoughts on those odds and what one you would go with if you had to put some candy money on it today?
I would probably go like value pick 5-1 because a dollar wins you five, 100 wins you 500. And knowing Brian Gutekunst, I wouldn't be shocked if he did go with another guard. I'm half joking, or a tackle. So I think like value, I think that's probably like the best, you know, like if you're betting the Masters this weekend, you're always looking for the long shot, right? That would be my long shot. I probably wouldn't go down the board any further than that. I don't know that they go linebacker here. And, you know, every year, most of us, including myself, want a wide receiver. I just don't think that this is the year that you reach in the first round. I think you're going to get really good value or a decent player in the second or third round, a guy that could fit a role. But there's just not that guy that I'm in love with, other than Travis Hunter. And you're going to have no shot at him because I believe he's going number two to the Browns. But if he does slip to three, he's probably going there.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So if I had to place a realistic bet, the bet that I did place, I did go defensive back, man. Just looking at that depth chart and just trying to figure out what's going on with this Jair situation. You know, I saw they had like five potential candidates to trade him to, but I just have no idea what's going on right there. So I would bet corner, or I would bet defensive line, but I think you're getting the better price at corner, so I would probably go defensive back. But either way, I'll be happy.
It was interesting over the weekend on Sunday, corner was actually the top one and defensive lineman edge was the second one, which I probably wish I would have got in on that at the time. But just a little bit interesting. It is switched now and we'll kind of continue to keep an eye on it to see if it kind of moves and evolves moving forward. But it's been kind of interesting. Not that obviously it's the be all end all or that they know everything, but it does kind of put some context into it of where Green Bay might be thinking. We're being joined by Ryan Horvat, BetMGM tonight. You can find him on social media at Ryan Horvat. I'd have been asking a lot of people this, and I'm curious your thoughts as well. What does Green Bay need to accomplish in this draft? And we all know what we would like to see Green Bay accomplish, but what are maybe some needs for this team that they must have coming out of this?
I don't think you could ever have enough edge rushers, right? We've talked about the corners. Dual Carter's probably, unfortunately, not going to drop all the way down, but I am interested to see where he does go. Man, right now he's the favorite to go number three overall, but are the Giants really going to take another edge rusher? Are they going to go with a quarterback after just paying Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston? I would love him, but you would have to trade all the way up. And I also worry, like, with the foot injury and with the shoulder injury that he suffered against Boise State, like, that game that he played against Notre Dame with one arm was ridiculous. But I just worry, like, he's probably going to have surgery right after he gets drafted. So I was hoping that might scare some teams away, but he's not going to be there for the Packers. So I do think you need to add a couple pieces, at least a couple depth pieces in that secondary. Again, you know, other than Johnson, man, I think a lot of these guys are cornerback too, or slot corners. You know, they're kind of smaller, but I'm fine with that. You just need depth at the position. You kind of broke down how you would play the secondary. You still need another guy there. And then defensive line, you know, and I think that's the reason why the odds shifted, right? The market really takes notice that top guys do with their mock drafts. It used to be obviously Mel Kiper, you know, but now it's Daniel Jeremiah. So if he has a mock that takes, you know, Stewart, for a defensive lineman, usually the odds will shift. But he had him going DB, so that surprised me a little bit. But if Shamar Stewart did drop, like a couple of these mocks have him, I wouldn't hate it, man, right? He's really a solid player. I think he would fit in a 4-3 system. He could attack upfield, 290 pounds, 6'6". I'm a fan of him. So I think you got to fix up the secondary and add some depth pieces. I never hate adding edge rushers. And then I would say probably, you know, more depth at the wide receiver position as well. That's another thing that scares me a little bit. I thought that was actually going to be a strength going into last season, you know, just because I thought you have all these really talented young guys, and they all want to see time on the field, obviously. So everybody was going to make the most of the reps. Now the problem is I like Dobbs. I like Dobbs a lot. I just would like him better as like a two, you know. And Christian Watson, I think like any time you get him on the field, it's a luxury, but you just really can't count on it, to count on him to stay healthy anymore. And then Wicks, everybody else, I think they're good, solid twos and threes. You're not going to get your number one in this draft. There wasn't really anybody out there in free agency, but I wouldn't hate them, you know, adding some pieces later on in the round. So that's what I want, man. More depth in the secondary, on the defensive line, in the wide receiver room. And everybody's worried about the offensive line. I think the offensive line is going to be just fine, to be honest with you, man. So that would be my biggest areas of need, is the secondary, defensive line. And then you could never go wrong adding a slot receiver or two. Although I actually kind of underratedly like the Hardman pickup, man, right? Like, he's not going to be a number one, but you get another guy with some speed. I think he could kind of, like, fill that, like, you know, Jaden Reed doesn't have to do all the gadget stuff anymore. So I'm actually pretty satisfied with this team right now. I just think that they need to add some depth, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and then maybe on the offensive line as well later on in the draft.
I'm sorry, so you're not allowed to be satisfied with this team. They are terrible. They don't know what they're doing, and they're in no man's land, and they need to do a better to compete. And that has to be your take on it. I'm sorry, my apologies, but no, I'm with you. I think that they are a very talented team. I think they can use some upgrades here and there. We know how Goody looks at drafts, right? It's not, we all get caught in 2025. We're here, we're now. We don't care as much about 26, 27, 28, you know, certainly beyond that. NFL general managers, and especially Brian Gutekunst, are always looking ahead. And to me, what I think, you look at three specific positions in this draft, there are or just kind of on this team, I should say, at the defensive tackle position. I couldn't look you in the eye and say that I can guarantee you that any of these defensive tackles are for sure on the roster in 2026. Kenny Clark, if he plays like he did a season ago, is definitely a release candidate based off of his contract. Devontae Wyatt has not had his fifth-year option picked up yet. And Carl Brooks and Colby Wooden are going to have to go out and make teams moving forward. They haven't done enough to just be like, yep, I get a spot no matter what. So I can't lock any of those in. Along the offensive line, you have Zach Tom, you have Rashid Walker, and Sean Ryan, who are all unrestricted free agents, and a $20 million cap savings if you move on from Elgton Jenkins next year. So they're going to have some definite opportunity to either, you know, either bring some of their own guys back, or could need some replacements along the offensive line. And then wide receiver, Christian Watson, Romeo Dobbs, both unrestricted free agents next year. And then you have, you know, you're not counting on Hardman will also be an unrestricted free agent. You're not necessarily counting on Melton or Keith up until this point. So the only two that you can point to at receiver that are, you know, for sure is on this roster, it's Dontavian Wicks and Jaden Reed. So they look at some of those positions and say, it's not just now, but they could use some guys in the future as well. I would expect Goody to be very aggressive, offensive line, defensive tackle, and wide receiver, just to get a head start on 2026 and beyond as well.
Oh, yeah. And there's guys that I'm in love with, man. I just don't know, obviously, if they're going to be around. Like, a defensive tackle, I really like Kenneth Grant out of Michigan. I like Walter Nolan out of Ole Miss. I like Darius Alexander out of Toledo. You know, edge rusher, I've fallen in love with James Pierce. I know there's some questions, some off-the-field stuff, but I think he's going to be an absolute stud. I think that's one that everybody's going to overthink. The wide receiver position, like I said, I don't think that you go wide receiver round one, although I've gotten a lot of text messages about Luther Burden, right, and Emeka Abuka. And I like both of those guys a lot, man. I just don't know that they're number one. So I would love that in the second round, in the third round. But I completely agree, and that's what's funny, man. Going into the season, like I said, I was pretty satisfied with the wide receiver room. I just don't know who I trust right now. The offensive line, yeah, you're going to have some questions. And that's like the difference between what Green Bay, I love how the fan base and everybody's freaking out, and I'm guilty of this every once in a while too. But, you know, the Bears are able to spend a bunch of money because they got a quarterback on a rookie deal. Same thing with Minnesota. You know, this is what happens when you make a quarterback, one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. So I'm not all that worked up right now about the roster, But I do think there's obviously some positions that they're going to have to hit on in this draft. This is going to be a big draft for Gutman, right? Like this in next year's draft, I would say, for the future of this team. Because the Bears aren't going anywhere anytime soon. J.J. McCarthy's not a total bust. I think Minnesota, especially with Kevin O'Connell, should be competitive for the next 4 to 6 years, maybe longer. So I really think that this is where you have to hit on picks. And you have to hit on speed. You have to hit on the most athletic guys. You know, I know it's just easy to say, look what the Eagles do every year, just draft defensive linemen from Georgia. But I wouldn't hate taking the best defensive tackle and the best edge rushers, because that's the reason that they won that Super Bowl, man. I mean, yeah, going out and picking up Saquon Barkley was huge. And you have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on the same, you know, roster. That's pretty scary to defend. And Jalen Hurts played his best game in the Super Bowl. But they won that game because Patrick Mahomes was pressured on 80% of his snaps, right? Like, that's why they won that game, because Nolan Smith was a stud and Jalen Carter is a stud. So I think, honestly, that's what you do. I love the RAS scores and whatnot, but the RAS scores, just go out and draft the best player available with the most speed. And that's what I think that they're actually going to do in this draft, man. Just take the most talented guys. But, yeah, there are. When you look at the depth on this team, you're like, oof, I'm a little nervous coming into the year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what direction they go. I've been now keeping track. We've had one yesterday. Joey Van Zoomer and our guy from Mizzou SI and Packers on SI picked Shamar Stewart yesterday. Obviously going any direction that you want. Who is your official prediction at pick 23 for the Green Bay Packers?
Oh, man. So, you know what? I'm the king of wishful thinking. So I do think it's going to be Shamar Stewart if it is an edge rusher. But I'm going to go with James Pierce here, man. If you haven't watched him at Tennessee, go back, pop on the tape. That defense was elite, and that pass rush was elite this season. He's 6'5". He ran a 4.4, I believe. I liked all of his combine stuff. I think he's a three-down edge rusher, too. That's the thing. I don't think that he has to come off the field. Last year had 7.5 sacks, had a forced fumble, 38 tackles, 23 solo tackles. And again, I know that there's some concerns, but I just think that that's the guy that everybody is overthinking. And then one of those that I had talked about, you know, that would be my second pick right there. So I'll actually go with, just to be safe, let's go Trey Amos. Let's go with the guy I talked about out of Mississippi, man, especially after that combine where he ran a 4.4. I liked all of his measurements. I do think that they go corner. And then I can't wait to see how everybody reacts. You know, oh, another corner in the first round. But I think that's the safest pick, especially where they're picking, unless they do move up, which I don't expect them to do.
All right, we've got you officially marked down. Ryan Horvat, Trey Amos, first-round pick. We'll keep track of it, see who gets it right, and then we'll just make fun of everyone who gets the more fun aspect of it. Ryan, I cannot thank you enough, of course. Ryan Horvat, BetMGM tonight. You can find him on social media, at Ryan Horvat. Anything else you'd like to plug on the way out, my friend?
Check out the show tonight, BetMGM tonight. We'll be talking about a whole bunch of drafts, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. You'll notice I'm in the sling, unfortunately. I have to have shoulder surgery, so
no.
We'll be watching a lot of film here, a lot of All-22, a lot of college tape here the next 3 weeks. So we've had some good bets already, man. I bet Travis Hunter last week plus 650 to go number 2 overall, thinking the Browns have been searching for their number 1 wide receiver forever. They could use some good publicity after the whole Deshaun Watson stuff. Travis Hunter, great dude off the field. That went from plus 650 to minus 220. So if you want to bet the draft, you really have to get ahead of this stuff. So that's what we'll be talking about the majority of the time now leading up.
It is so fun to kind of think of that stuff, and it's prop bet city when it comes to the draft. And if you're into that, definitely check it out. Make sure you're listening to Ryan every night, because he's going to get you all the insight that you need for all of those bets. Ryan, I cannot thank you enough. We will talk to you again soon. Enjoy the draft and get healthy, my friend.
Enjoy the draft. Talk again soon, Andy.
I appreciate it. That is, again, Ryan Horvat. You can find him on BetMGM tonight and at Ryan Horvat on social media. We are going to be right back finishing up our power rankings, I should say, our top 5. We've got through our bottom, I guess, 11 at this point. So we'll get to our top 5 coming up in just a moment. This is the Packaday Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
In the corner. It almost looks like you're posting somebody up. Love looking deep on first down. He's got a man out there, wide open.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.